Mackenzie from Epic Companies, welcome back to the studio.
Yes, thanks for having me. Good to see you guys.
Is it nice to be outside and see some snow melting and knowing that, I mean, you guys have a million construction projects coming up that like, okay, well, the future's on the horizon now.
Absolutely. You know, the snow unveils a lot of things, such as some broken signs, some garbage, some windows that need to be cleaned. But I tell you what, that's all stuff that we're excited about, just to get in there, get that stuff done, and move to summer. Woohoo!
It is worth it. Let's talk about some volunteer opportunities, though, because I know volunteerism is really important. It's at the core of the beliefs over at Epic.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's Volunteer Month. So Sue and our team at Epic have been working hard on making sure that we're a part of a couple different things. It's also Volunteer Week this week. But last week, we did a Dine to Donate with Spicy Pie. We sponsored Bites for Brady. So that was a huge hit. Spicy Pie was busy. We had our staff working in there. Crazy day. And just great to support a family in need right now. We have another Dine to Donate next week to support Golden Drive Homeless Shelter, so we're looking forward to that. We've been working with Jeremiah Program and Make-A-Wish on a couple different baskets for their galas. And, you know, this month's also cleanup month, so there's a couple different things that people can do and get involved with. We have an event with Hope Blooms this weekend, and a gal on our staff is doing a cookie decorating business, so she's going to help out with that. And we have a large volunteer team that We like to be out in the community and get involved. And I think that just says a lot about our culture and who we are.
Does it help tell the story of Epic when you know that you have employees who are a part of things like Hope Blooms? You know, we've featured them several times on the air here, but it's not a big organization, right? It's not getting thousands of dollars in funding every month. It is a grassroots effort.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think for Epic, we have a lot of employees that have different things that they care about and want to support. And being able to have that volunteer team on staff, we can try to support those different organizations. I tell you what, though, we have gotten a lot of flyers lately for different golf tournaments, so you can tell that it's time for golf season, right? So maybe a few of us need to brush up on our golf skills, though. I will say that. But yeah, it's nice that we have all those that come to us. And, you know, even from the Wave and the water park resort that we're building, and it's coming, starting here soon, coming in construction, we have a different side of us there with our Epic charity side. And our goal is to buy passes so that underprivileged families and children can use the water park and everyone feels included there and it's inclusive. And that's just really important to us. It's all about community. It really is. So that just kind of goes into our volunteer efforts and a lot more about Epic and what we want to support. And, you know, we're a mixed use company and here we are doing a water park, but that's because we want to support the community and we want to be involved.
I think that's one of the reasons why when Epic decides to put a footprint into a community, it's a pretty easy sell, right? So when you're meeting with the city council members, when you're meeting with those developer decision makers, they can say, well, yeah, this isn't just a company that moves in, puts in a building, doesn't care about it, and leaves. We've seen those groups come through, you know, our neck of the woods. Epic, no, we're putting down roots. You know, it's not just pylons for a great building that your community can use, but we have great people who are going to be a part of your community as well.
Yeah, it's truly about relationships. And you see a lot of us at different events and we build relationships with people constantly. And it's not just myself, it's a lot of our other employees too. And I think, you know, we encourage our employees to get out there and be a part of the community and go build those relationships. And that's really important as well. It's just, yeah, you have to have that in order to make your project successful, honestly. You want people to support them. And a lot about experience too. If they have a good experience with you, they have a good experience in your buildings, at your plaza spaces, at the water park, which we're really been working hard on. That's just something that, you know, says a lot.
That's awesome. Okay, Mackenzie, if people want more information, or maybe they have an organization that says, listen, if you guys have a volunteer day, we would love some help with blank. How can they find you guys at Epic Companies?
Yeah, EpicCompaniesND.com is the best way. You can reach out to myself or Sue. She heads up our volunteering department. But absolutely, you know, I even get reached out to on LinkedIn sometimes, like, hey, have you thought about supporting this organization? And I love to do that. I love to be able to hear, and everyone has a story to tell. And I think that's really important for us to be able to sit down with you, have coffee, learn your story so that we can help support you. So, yes, EpicCompaniesND.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Mackenzie.
Thanks so much for having me.